Good morning, brother and sister.
大家早。
Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
We're going to speak for a few minutes this morning on the topic of fishers of man.
今天要讲得人如得鱼。
And we're going to take it from the book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 1 through 11.
路加福音第五章第一到十一节。
Can you turn my volume down a little bit? I tend to speak a little too loud. Sorry.
希望那个音量降低一点，郭长老声音很洪亮。
Okay, we're gonna. If you have your own Bible, please turn to the Luke of chapter 5 and read along.
有圣经的人请翻到路加福音第五章。
I'm just gonna ask 徐姐妹 to read out the Chinese. I'm not gonna bother to read the English. You could just look along. We're gonna start with verse 1 through 6 first, and then we're gonna verse 7 through 11. Okay?
我们来念中文的哈，一起第五章第一节。耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船去洗网去了。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去请他把船撑开，稍微离岸，就坐下，从船上教训众人。讲完了，对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但一从你的话，我们就下网了。”他们下了网，就拦住许多鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助。他们就把甚至船要沉下去，西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”他和一同 同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼，他的伙伴西比带的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的跟从了耶稣。
Let us bow our head in the word of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We ask nothing excepttThe anointing of the Holy Spirit to come upon each and every one of us. May us be anointed and also filled with the Holy Spirit to listen, to hear what the Holy Spirit is telling the churches. And Lord, help each and every one of us to humble ourselves before you and let Jesus and Jesus alone receive all of the glory, all of the praise, and all of the worship because only Jesus is worthy. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen,
amen and amen.Brother and sister, I hope and pray that 2024 is a year where each and every one of us who are Christian become fishers of men.
我祷告是希望2024年我每个基督徒都可以成为得人如人，得人如得鱼的人。
And this concept of fishers of men is very familiar to most of us who read the Bible.
我们读圣经人都对这个得人如得鱼的这个比喻非常熟悉。
Because it is recorded in the book of Matthew,The book of Mark, and also what we read earlier in the book of Luke.
因为在马太、马可跟路加都有记载。
In the book of Matthew is chapter 4, verse 19. Book of Mark is chapter 1, verse 17. And book of Luke, obviously, is chapter 5, verse 10.
所以在这三节书经里面都有不同的章节在记载着。
But there is one theme that is very, very consistent.
但是有一个是非常一致的。
Follow me.
就是要跟随耶稣。
Follow Jesus, those people...Each one of us who claim to follow Jesus, we are to be fishers of men.
所以呢，跟随耶稣，真正跟随耶稣的人就是得人如得鱼的人。
We are all called to be fishers of men.
我们都被呼召，就是要去得人如得鱼。
But brother and sister, the question is whether or not we are truly following Jesus.
但是问题是我们是不是真的在跟随耶稣？
I hate to say it, in some churches, in some people, they follow a pastor.
我觉得呢，很不幸的是，有些教会他们是跟随着牧师
，and they follow an elder，
他们或者跟随长老
，they follow a certain person who proclaim himself to be a prophet，
或者是说有些在教会里称为先知的人，他们是跟随这些人。
Every one of those is in error，
这些人跟随这些人都是错误的。
Jesus never asked you to follow any pastor，
耶稣没有叫你去跟随牧者。
Jesus only asks you to follow him and him alone.
耶稣叫你去跟随耶稣，只是只有跟随耶稣。
And if you follow Jesus, then you will be automatically want to be a fisher of men.
如果你真正跟随耶稣，你就会是想要得人如得鱼的。
In the book of Matthew and the book of Mark, the story was very short concerning this concept of fisher of man.
在马太、马可都有很清楚的记载。
But in the book of Luke, there is a background story that was not told in Matthew or Luke.
但是路加呢记载的更详细，在马可跟这个马太呢里面是没有记载的。
So we are going to examine the book of Luke chapter 5 and draw up 5 important points I'm going to bring out to you how and when to be fishers of men.
所以在我们路加福音第五章，我们就要仔细来看这个经节怎么样，让我们知道有五个重点，怎么样可以得人如得鱼。
First of all, being fishers of men is not by human strength or human power, but by the Spirit of God.
第一，你要这样做的话，不是从自己的能力力量而来，而是要有圣灵的带领。
I'd like to use the Bible to explain the Bible itself.
我是要用圣经来解释圣经。
We're going to read from verse 5. We already start for chapter 5, but verse 5, the first half of verse 5, you say, But Simon answered and said to him, this him is Jesus, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing.
第五节讲说，西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，但是并没有打着什么。
Now, brother and sister, as a side note, all my scriptures quoted from the New King James Version. If you read the NIV, the meaning should be the same, but maybe the language is slightly bit different.
这个郭长老他引用的圣经是从英文的这个
New King James.
New King James 的新。
doesn't matter.
就是不同的版本的圣经经文，所以你的英文上面可能有一点，但意思都是一样的。
Now, so brother and sister, in verse 5, the first half of verse 5, Simon said to Jesus, "We work all night." In NIV, I think it say, "We work very hard, but we got nothing."
所以呢，就是重点是说，我们整夜的劳力，但是并没有得到什么。
Brother and sister, in the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 6, it clearly say, if you're going to do the work of God, it is not by might, nor by spirit, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
在旧约里面呢，尼亚买书有记载说呢，你们做事不是靠你们自己的能力，而是靠圣灵的带领。
And brother and sister, it is by the power of God that we can accomplish the work of the kingdom of God.
就是要用神的能力来完成神的事工。
And what is that power? That power is the Holy Spirit.
这个能力就是从圣灵而来。
And brother and sister, in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 49, Jesus said, Behold, I sent the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endure with power from on high.
所以圣经记载说呢，你们要在那边等待那个圣灵降临的时候，你们就有能力在身上。
And this power is the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个能力就是圣灵而来。
And the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, But you shall receive power when what? When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem, in all of Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the world.
在《使徒行传》第一章第八节就有讲记载啊，你们得到圣灵以后，我看不见那个字实在太小了，对不起，你们就看，就是说圣灵来的时候，你们就有能力，就可以到处去传福音到世界地极。
And brother and sister, this is the commandment of the Lord.
这就是神的命令。
And the commandment of the Lord is for us to carry out the work of God.
就是我们要去成就神的事工。
And for us to carry out the work of God, and so that we can so that we depend on the Holy Spirit to do the work of God.
所以我们要靠圣灵的能力来做神的工。
And so I'm gonna let you use my pad so
okay,
you can read the verses.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
So next slide.We're still going to stay on the topic of not my human effort, but by the Holy Spirit.
所以不是靠人的努力或劳力，乃是靠圣灵。
The book of John, chapter 16, verse 8, say the following.
约翰福音十五章第八节讲。
When he is the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
所以圣灵来的时候呢，就会让你们知罪，然后呢，你们自己悔改。
And so I'm going to read the scripture first. I'm going to talk about it later. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3.
在哥林多前书，我找不到。然后他都还。
Well, I think it's this
one. Okay,
对不起。Okay, sorry about that. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3, you say the following. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus a curse. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书十二章第三节讲说，所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的。若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有人能说是耶稣是主的。
First John chapter 4 verse 2 and 3.
在约翰福音约翰一书第四章二到三节。
By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world.
凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的。从此你们可以认出神的灵来。凡灵不认识耶稣，就不是出于神。这是那敌基督的灵，你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上
了。Now, brother and sister, what is this scripture tell us?
这经文怎么说呢？
When we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is not by human effort, not by might, nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit of God.
所以我们都不是靠人的能力力量，而是靠神的能力，神的灵。
And actually, if you read the New Testament, what it says is the following. It basically says that,There is no one who would acknowledge Jesus as Lord. No one would accept Jesus as the personal Savior unless it is the working of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，除了是圣灵的工作，没有人可以说认耶稣基督是主、是王、是救主。
And brother and sister, when we confess that Jesus is Lord, when we confess that we are sinner and we need the salvation of Jesus Christ, that is the working of the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们承认我们自己是罪人，耶稣是救主的时候呢，我们那个是圣灵的工作，在我们身上的工作。
The one thing that I don't like to hear that preachers say is the following.
我不喜欢听到牧者讲以下的话。
When I preach one sermon, 3,000 people came to save. 3,000 people were saved.
就是说呢，我讲道的时候呢，就有三千人得救了。
Actually, had nothing to do with the pastor.
因为这个得救呢，跟这个牧师没有一点关系。
Had nothing to do with that preacher.
跟那些牧者没有关系。
What did the Bible say?
圣经怎么说的？
It is the working of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的工作。
Do I hear amen?
我们有没有说大家认不认同？
Brother and sister, do not look to human, but look to Jesus and follow Jesus and Jesus alone.
所以呢，你不要看人，不要跟随人，你要跟随的是耶稣基督。
Notice what 1 Corinthians we read earlier said. Let me say it again. There I make known to you that no one speaking of the Spirit of God called Jesus a curse.And following, no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的。若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有人能说耶稣基督是主。
I don't know whether any one of you have confronted a person who are demon possessed.
我不知道你有没有碰到过被这个邪灵所附的人。
I have.
我有。
And brother and sister, one time.One time in my mission trip, I ran after a long line of people praying, the last person to show up was demon possessed.
我有一次去宣教的时候呢，很多人替他们祷告，最后一个人就是被鬼附的。
Do you know how I know?
你知道我怎么知道吗？
That person have, when I was praying for her, she had this scream, you ask my wife, she had the scream that is very, very scary.
当我替他祷告的时候呢，他发出的那个声音是非常非常恐怖的。
In the middle of my prayer,
在我祷告的当中
，I ask her to say one thing.
我就叫他讲一件事情。
Jesus is Lord.
就是说你讲耶稣是主。
Jesus is my Savior.
耶稣是我的救主。
She couldn't say it.
她不能够讲出来。
That's what the Bible said.
这就是圣经这样讲的。
She couldn't say it.
她没办法说出来。
Until I pray, until my whole body ached.Finally, at the very end, tear come down her eye, and I said, "Follow me. Repeat after me. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is Lord." She finally said it, and she was set free.
所以呢，最后当我祷告了很久以后呢，我就看到她眼泪掉下来，我就跟她讲：“你跟着我讲，耶稣是主，耶稣是我的救主。”最后，她说出来了。
Do not think that demon possession is something that happened in the first century. It is happening right now.
不要认为说鬼附的是这个在第一世纪发生的事情，现在也有。
And I'll tell you one thing.
我告诉你
，If you are not filled with the Holy Spirit and with the power of the Holy Spirit, you would be scared when you run across a demon-possessed person.
所以呢，如果你不是被圣灵充满的话，你碰到鬼附的人，你会吓死了。
And brother and sister, this is what the Bible said. No one can confess that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
所以这边就是圣经讲，若不是被圣灵感动，没有人能说出耶稣基督是主。
Let's go to the next slide.
我们再到下一节。
And if we are to be fishers of men, we must abide in Jesus.
我们如果要做得人如得鱼，我们就必须要遵从耶稣的话。
This is rather long passage. You can see it on the screen. It's John chapter 15, verse 5 through 8.
就是约翰福音第十五章第五到八节。
They say that Jesus said, "I am the vine. You are nothing more than the branches."
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
And the branches get the nourishment and the strength from the vine.
枝子呢是从这个主干里面得到养分。
And I highlighted one sentence saying, "For without me, you can do nothing."
因为下面郭长老强调的就是说，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Brother and sister, without Jesus, we can do absolutely nothing.
没有耶稣，我们什么都做不了。
And so we need to abide in Jesus.
所以我们必须要这个靠着耶稣。
And the last sentence in verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciple.
所以第八节讲，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Brother and sister, did you notice something interesting about that verse?
你知道这个经文有趣的地方在哪？
If we are to be disciples of Jesus Christ, we are to bear fruits.
我们如果是耶稣基督的门徒，必须要结果子。
But you cannot bear fruits without Jesus.
如果你没有耶稣，你就结不了果子。
And you have to abide in Jesus because without Jesus, you can do absolutely nothing.
必须要靠耶稣，遵守耶稣，不然你就做不成什么。
So we know that it is not by human effort, but by the Holy Spirit of God.
所以我们知道不是靠人的力量，而是靠圣灵的带领。
Second point.
第二个点,
we must listen and obey the word of God.
我们必须要遵守神的话。
Luke chapter 5, we read earlier, the last half of verse 5. It says, Nevertheless, at your word, at the word of Jesus, Peter said, I will let down the net.
就在路加福音我们刚刚念的经文的第五节的后半节讲说，但是依从你的话，我就下网。
Why do we have to listen to the word of God? Because the word of God are powerful.
我们为什么要听神的话？因为神的话是有能力的。
Psalm 33:9 say this: When God spoke, it was done. When God commanded, it stood fast.
诗篇三十三章第九节讲说，因为他说有就有，命立就立。
Isaiah 55 verse 11 say, So shall my word be that go forth from my mouth, and shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I, the Lord, please.And it shall prosper in the things of which I sent it.
以赛亚书五十五章十一节讲说，我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就世上必然亨通。
And brother and sister, the word of God is powerful.
神的话是有能力的。
When he said, "Let there be light," guess what? There was light.
当他也这神说有光，结果呢就有光。
When God said, "Let's separate the water from the land," it separated.
就把水跟地分开，就分开了。
When God, whatever God say, the Bible said, when He commanded, it stood fast. When He spoke, it is done.
所以呢，圣经讲说神讲的话就立了。
And so God third say, in the book of Isaiah 55 say, the word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, it will not return to God void.
神说我口所出的话不会突然返回。
So brother and sister, we must understand and listen and obey the word of God in order to be fishers of men.
所以我们必须要遵守神的话才能够成为得人如得鱼的人。
What did Peter say?
彼得怎么说呢？
He said, we work all night, we got nothing.
彼得说我们
But at your word, at the word of the Lord Jesus, I will do what you tell me to do.
所以呢，彼得说我们整夜劳力没有打着什么，但是一从你的话我就下网了。
Let's go on and continue the theme that we should listen and obey the word of God.
所以我们必须要听遵守神的话。
The next slide is Paul said in the book of Acts, chapter 27, verse 22 to 25. And now this is a situation, let me give you some background of this passage. And this is the time when Paul was a prisoner going to Rome and the ship was about to be shipwrecked.
所以呢，在保罗在使徒行传27章22到25节，他的背景就是说，保罗这个时候是在监狱里头，那个时候呢，他要去罗马，那个时候那个他坐的船呢就要沉。
And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, Do not be afraid, Paul.You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, man, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me.
现在我还劝你们放心，你们的性命一个也不失丧，唯独失丧这个船，因我所属所侍奉的神，他的使者昨夜站在我旁边说：“保罗，不要害怕。”你必定站在凯撒面前，并且与你同船的人，神都赐给你了，所以众位可以放心。我相信神，他怎样对我说，事情也要怎样成就。
What did Paul said? I believe God. I believe God to a point where whatever he say, it will happen exactly as what it was told me.
所以保罗意思就是说，我相信神的话，神怎么说就会怎么成就。
So brothers and sisters, when we listen and obey the word of God, not only that, we must also have faith.Believe in the word of God.
所以在我们听到神的话语的时候，我们并且要有信心，相信神的话就会这样成就。
And Paul believed it.
神相保罗相信了。
Now, so brothers and sisters, oftentimes when we pray, we sort of pray, but we don't believe it.
所以呢，我们有时候祷告，我们虽然祷告，但是我们自己祷告的话，我们都不是很相信。
So brothers and sisters, we must have faith when we pray.
所以我们祷告的时候一定要凭信心祷告。
And this is the encouragement to all of us.
这对我们都是每个人的鼓励。
Okay, so let's go on.
再继续。
The third point I want to bring out is, do not be afraid.
第三点，不要害怕。
It is taken from the same chapter, but verse 10, Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. In other words, from now on, you will be fishers of men.
第十节就是说，耶稣对西门说：“不要害怕，从今以后你要得人了。”
Now, brother and sister, if Jesus called you to be a minister of the gospel, I would assure you that you would be a little bit scared.
我就相信说呢，如果神呼召你去传福音的话，你可能是不是有点害怕
？No matter what God called you to do, a lot of time we are fearful to serve God in the capacity that God wants us to be.
所以有的时候呢，神呼召我们去做一些事情，我们会害怕，觉得我们自己做不到。
In the calling of Joshua to lead the people, it was estimated to be over 1 million people into the promised land.God told Joshua in the book of Joshua, just go home and search it for yourself. In the beginning, chapter 1 and 2, 4 times God says something to the effect, be strong and of good courage.
所以呢，在约书亚书第四这个第约书亚书里面就记载的，约书亚带领的那个时候差不多100万人过这个海的时候呢，这个约旦河的时候呢，他就讲叫他不要害怕，不要害怕，讲了4次叫他不要害怕。
Why is the Bible record that? It must be in God knew in the heart of Joshua, Joshua was frightened.
所以为什么这样记载呢？神一定知道那时候约书亚的心里一定是害恐惧的。
So God reminded Joshua.Do not be afraid, because I am with you. I'm going with you.
所以那神就提醒约书亚，你不要害怕，我是与你同在。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10, one of my favorite verse: Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will uphold. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
约书亚41章第10节讲说，你不要害怕，因为我与你同在；不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
Brother and sister, be not afraid when you go forth and share the gospel.
所以在你去宣扬福音的时候，不要害怕。
Be not afraid if God called you to be fishers of men.
所以当神呼召你成为得人如得鱼的时候，不要害怕。
Why?
为什么？
Because God promised to be with you. God promised to uphold you.
因为神他跟你讲说他是与你同在的，他是保护着你的。
And so we need to take the word of God as powerful. We need to believe the word of God just like it was told us.
我们就要相信神的话，就像圣经上告诉我们，神的话语是有能力的。
And so, brother and sister, do not be afraid.
所以不要害怕。
Continue to read this Then you say, well, in this world, we were in trouble.
所以在这个世界上，我们有很多麻烦。
And actually, Jesus also says so in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
约翰福音十六章三十三节讲说，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们若有苦难，但是你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Now, brothers and sisters, John 16:33 is a very wonderful, interesting verse.
这是一个约翰福音十六章三十三节是非常有意思的经文。
What did the Bible say? The Bible said, "In this world, you will." The English translation is a declarative sentence. You will have tribulation. In other words, you will have trouble. You will have difficulty.
就是说，在这个世界上，你们会有苦难，会有麻烦。
And but, however, I have overcome the world, Jesus said.
但是耶稣说，我已经战胜了世界。
What did he give us in the middle of our tribulation, in the middle of our trouble? What did Jesus give us?
所以在我们在碰到困难的时候呢，当中的时候，耶稣给我们的是什么？
Did the Bible say God will give you prosperity in the middle of trouble?
神有没有说在你困难的时候会给你这个丰盛的生命？
Did the Bible declare that you were perfect health until you were 120 years old?
有没有说你会活到120岁健康呢？
No.
没有。
What did the Bible promise?
圣经答应的是什么？
The Bible promised that God will give you a peace in your heart.
神说神会在我们心里给平安。
Amen.That peace, according to the Bible, is a peace that surpasses understanding. In other words, our physical mind cannot comprehend why we have this peace.
这个平安呢，不是我们世上的言语可以形容的。不晓得我们怎么样可以得到这样的平安。
出人意外的平安。
出人意外的平安。
And brother and sister, what does it mean? It's just that our logic could not explain it.
就是说，我们用我们的理智没办法解释的。
Let me explain to you what happened. That.My wife and I experienced.
我要跟你讲一下我跟我师母所经历的。
Some of you have read my testimony in year 2001, which is what, 23 years ago.
在2001年的时候，郭长老一个见证。
I have a very severe disease. I was literally in the hospital from January 6th until the middle of April.
所以呢，在那一年的时候，一月六号到四月，郭长老都在医院里面。
And, I have less than 50% chance of survival.
医生说只有 50% 的机会存活。
The fact that I can preach to you with a loud voice today is a miracle of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我可以用这么有洪亮的声音跟你们讲到，真的是一个奇迹。
At that time, when we're in the hospital, oftentimes the brother and sister in the church ask my wife, "Are you worried?"
所以那个时候呢，我们教会的弟兄姐妹都问我太太说，你会不会担心？
Well, actually, that time I was just laying there. I didn't do much. But my wife is a very intelligent person, so she went to the Stanford Library and looked up a lot of stuff.
所以呢，我是那时候就在医院躺着。我太太非常聪明，就到那个 Stanford 大学的那个图书馆去找资料。
The more she read, the scarier she got.
所以呢，她知道越多，她越害怕。
So sometimes ignorance is bliss.
所以有的时候呢，无知反而是个祝福。
And then, however, interestingly enough, she read a lot of psalm during that time.
但那个时候她读了很多诗篇。
And when the brother and sister from church asked her, "Do you feel worried?"
所以弟兄姐妹问她，你担不担心？
And she actually said, "Yes, but I have this peace in my heart that I cannot explain to you."
她说是，我是担心，但是我心里有一个平安，是我没有办法跟你解释的。
You don't believe me? Ask her.
如果你不相信我，你可以问师母。
Sitting in the second row.
师母就坐在那边。
So, brother and sister, this is what God promised us. Do not be afraid. I give you peace in the middle of your tribulation, in the middle of your trouble, in the middle of your sickness, in the middle of your difficulty in life.
所以呢，这就是神答应我们说，在我们生命有困难的时候，在我们健康有问题的时候呢，神会给我们的平安。
That is the peace that God gives us.
这就是神所给我们的平安。
So as a result, Paul said in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, he said, "I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthened me, not because Paul is mighty, but because Jesus whom Paul served is mighty."
所以呢，腓立比书第十章十三节说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做，不是保罗有能力做，而是耶稣给他的能力使他能做。
So brother and sister, point number three, do not be afraid.
所以第三点是说，不要害怕。
And I want to go back to verse number 4 in book of Luke chapter 5. He say this. He said to Simon, Jesus said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down the net for a catch.
所以在路加第五章我们刚刚念的经文就是耶稣对西门说你把船开到水的深处之处下网打鱼。
Brother and sister, once in a while, we need to boldly go where no man's have gone before. This is from Star Trek.
在星际大战里面郭长老引用说有的时候我们要去到没有人去过的地方虽然有危险也要去。
And brother and sister, sometimes you got to launch out to the deep.In places where you have not been before, things that you have not done before.
所以呢，你要去到你以前没有做过的事情要去做，没有去过的地方你要去。
And so, let me give you a biblical reference. I like to use the Bible first, and then give you personal testimony. Book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 9 through 10. This is Paul speaking. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us."Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them over there.
使徒行传十六章九到十节，在夜间有异象，显现于保罗，有一个马其顿的人站着求他说，请你到马其顿来帮助我们。保罗既看见这个异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
I'm going to read the second passage here, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight.
但哥林多后书第五章第七节讲说，因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
Brother and sister, Paul just saw a vision, and Paul is far more spiritual than you and I probably could imagine. He knows which is the right vision and which is the wrong vision.
所以呢，保罗是看见异象。保罗比我们在座的人都属灵多了，对不对？所以保罗看见异象，他知道是不是从神而来的异象。
And the vision, there was somebody crying to him from Macedonia, and he feel in his heart that somebody want him, somebody's pleading in Macedonia for the gospel, so he went there.
所以呢，保罗的意象是看见有一个马其顿的人呢站在那边求他说到他叫他过去，所以保罗他们就去了。
Brother and sister, sometimes launching into the deep is a very interesting experience.
所以有的时候呢，你把船开到水深之处是非常有意思的。
And a couple of times, for those of you who come here a lot, you probably heard me give this testimony. 40 years ago, when God called me to preach, at that time I still have a secular career. I've been preaching for 40 years. And at that time, I only preach in English.
所以呢，你们可能听到我讲，我已经讲到40年了。那个时候呢，我还是有工作在身。那个时候我都是用英文来讲道。
If you ask me what is my first language, I would not even hesitate. I would reply to you English.
如果你问我的母语是什么，我会告诉你我的母语是英文。
Ah, that's great translation.
Thank you.
And because I came to this country when I was very young,
因为我来的时候非常小。
Actually, I only have a elementary school education in Chinese.
但这个中文呢，我只是小学的程度。
And you know something? Sometimes God is full of humor.
有的时候呢，神是非常幽默的。
From 2000 and end of 2008 and 2009 was the first time I come to Las Vegas, and I end up buying a house.In June of 2009,
所以在
I think she knows.
2008到2009年的时候，郭长老开始到维加斯来，然后在09年的六月的时候，他在维加斯买了一个房子。
And actually, from 2009 on, every church that invite me to preach is in Mandarin.
所以呢，09年以后呢，所有叫我去讲道的教会都是要用中文。
Oh boy, I started from that time.I studied Chinese very, very quickly.
那时候就要很快的把中文学好。
And it's very good thing because right now, you know, you could go to the web and you could read the Bible and they speak it out to you. So I just follow the pinyin and try to figure out what it all said.
所以呢，就在网上，因为他们会念给你听，我就去跟着拼音去学。
And so since that I officially retired in 2012 when I was about 50 something years old, and then.And then from that point forward, there are 6 or 7 churches that I speak to at the very different places, and every single one of them is in Mandarin.
所以一二年那个时候我退休了以后呢，我到六七个不同的教会去讲道，那个时候他们都是要求我用这个中文来讲道。
不是中文啊，是国语。
国语哦，国语 ，OK。
And let me explain to you why that is important.
为什么那是重要的呢
？A Cantonese guy born in Hong Kong only have elementary school education in Chinese. Want to learn to speak in Mandarin? Not only speak in Mandarin, but preach in Mandarin. What a joke!
所以呢，就是说我是在香港出生的啊，小学程度讲广东话，然后到美国来讲英文，到现在要用国语来讲道，这个是多么的困难。
And they say. 天不怕地不怕，最怕广东人讲怪话。
我不会翻译这个，我翻不出来。
So this is the situation.
就是这样的情况。
And I've been doing it for a number of years.
我已经做了很多年了。
By 5 or 6 years ago.
五六年前。
One time, let me preface up say, be careful what you ask for when you pray.
所以你祷告的时候，你在要求什么，你要非常的小心。
And I said, God, you have a sense of humor. For me to preach in Mandarin-speaking churches all these years, from a guy whose third language is Mandarin, why is it? When do I get to preach in English again?
所以我就问神说，为什么你让我这样的人是等于国语是第三种学习的语言，让要用我用这个国语来讲道呢？我什么时候可以再用英文讲道
？Because I told you earlier.When I start preaching, I only preach in English. And the church that ordained me elder, I used to preach there in English, and they find a translator for me.
所以呢，我就讲一开始我是用英文讲到我在那个堂讲到的时候，他们是给我找一个翻译的人。
And so God answered the prayer.
所以呢，神就答应了我的这个祷告。
But I have to launch out to the deep.
但是我必须要到水深之处。
Some really strange circumstance. It's going to take me an hour to explain to you. Some really strange circumstance, and led me to a church in Cebu, Philippines.
所以呢，有个很奇妙的经历，就把我带到了菲律宾的一个教会。
这个 Cebu 是中文怎么样讲？树木 Cebu 树木，好对吗？对吗 ？Okay, anyway, whatever. And before that time, I don't even know where Cebu is.
那个时候我都不晓得树木在哪里。
And so I have to look up the web and say, what is this place called Cebu?
我就要去网络查询这个地方到底在哪。
Finally, I got there.
我都还到那儿。
And I asked the pastor that received me and said, do I preach in English or preach in Mandarin?
我到了那边以后，我就问那个牧师说，我是用中文讲，国语讲道还是用英文讲道？
They don't speak Mandarin. They in church they speak what 闽南话是福建话。
哦，那个教会他们也不是讲国语，讲的是福建话。
I could not do that.
我没办法用福建话来。
So I said, okay, I'm going to preach in English for sure.
所以我就说 ，OK， 我要用英文来讲道。
But God answered my prayer.
神又答应我的这个祷告。
I got to preach in English again.
我就用英文来讲道了。
So be real careful what you ask for. But then that for me to preach in English again, he sent me halfway across the world.
所以，但是为了神答应我的应许，让我用英文可以讲道，但是我必须要到这个半个地球那一头去才能够用英文讲道。
And so, brother and sister, launch out to the deep. Do not be afraid. Whatever God appointed you to do, He will fulfill it.
所以呢，不要害怕到水深之处，不管神要求你做什么，神都会应允你。
And so in 2 Timothy verse chapter 1 verse 6 to 9 say the following.
所以呢，在这个提摩太后书一章第六到第九节讲。
You could read it on the screen. I'm not going to read everything, but basically it say this: Timothy, you have to stir up your gift that God gave you, but because verse 7, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love.And of a sound mind. The NIV sound mind is interpreting the self-discipline. Both of those are correct interpretation.
所以呢，在这个提摩太后书第一章第七节讲，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
So we need not fear because God has given you the right spirit.
所以我们不要害怕，因为神给了我们这个好的这个谨守的心。
But did you notice what verse 6 say?
但是第六节怎么说
？Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
所以呢，我要提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐，再如火眺望起来。
Brother and sister, Every time God appoints us to do something, He also gives us gifts to go along with that calling.
所以呢，每次神呼召你的时候，他也会给我们相同的恩赐来配合你的呼召。
The only problem is sometimes that gift is already in us, but we are afraid to use that gift for God.
所以有的时候我们已经有这样的恩赐，但是有的时候我们就很害怕没有把它用出来。
So Paul told young Timothy, "You have to stir it up. You have to stir it up. That stir up a translation. If you read the Amplified Bible, it basically use the fire. The little kindle of fire has to blow up in the full set of fire."
所以呢，保罗就跟提摩太说，你不要害怕，你的那个信心就是要像火眺望起来，要让火这样的把那个信心烧起来。
Actually, in this particular case, the Chinese translation is better than the New King James. But if you read the Amplified Bible, it delineates the same idea. Is that from a little kindle of fire, you need to make it stir it up so that it become a bundle of fire.
所以呢，中文的这个翻译比英文还要更贴切，就是说用小的火苗呢，使它变成很旺的火跳起来。
So, brother and sister, do not be afraid, but launch out to the deep.
所以呢，不要害怕，而是要到水深之处。
Point number four.
第四点
，We must acknowledge that we are sinners saved by grace, that Jesus is Lord.
所以我们必须要讲说，我们都是罪人，耶稣是我们的救主。
Now in verse 8 of the book of Luke chapter 5, I'll read it to you. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knee and saying, "Depart from me, notice now, for I am a sinful man, comma, O Lord."
所以呢，第八节，西门彼得看见就伏伏在耶稣的脚前说，离开我，我是罪人，主啊。
So, brother and sister, in 1 Timothy, Paul himself said the following.
所以在这个提摩太前书第一章十五节，保罗这样说。
This is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
对，耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这个话是可信的，是十分可佩服的，在罪人中我是个罪魁。
Now, brother and sister, Paul basically said, "I am the worst of all sinners."
所以保罗就讲说，我是在最终之王。
And so Jesus came to save us. The Bible says in the book of Romans, "While we were yet sinners, Jesus came to save us."
所以我们是罪人的时候，耶稣来拯救我们。
There is none righteous, no, not one.
没有一个是义人，一个都没有。
We are all fall short of the glory of God. We have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们都是罪人，都缺失亏欠神的荣耀。
So, brother and sister, Paul himself acknowledged that he was a sinner. Not only he was a sinner, he was a very bad sinner because he persecuted the church.
所以呢，保罗说，不但他承认他自己是罪人，并且是罪魁，因为他呢有迫害其他的这些基督徒教会。
One of these days, I'm going to share another sermon with you. Paul actually have a progression.
所以呢，以后我会讲，就是保罗怎么样渐进的变成这样。
Paul at one point called himself early on, he's the least of all apostles.
所以呢，保罗最后是讲说他是这个使徒当中的一
最小的一个，
最小的一个。
And second.As the year go by, he said, "I'm the least of all the saints. I'm the least of all of the Christians." In other words,
他就说他是在后来他就说他是基督徒里面最小的。
And now, in Timothy, he said, "I'm the worst of all sinners."
提摩太说他反而讲说自己是这个罪人中的罪魁。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why has he get older? Literally half the New Testament is written by Paul. Why has he get older and walk further with Christ? He degrade himself by how he referred to himself.
所以呢，为什么他到最后这个我们看到这个新约当中有很多书信，他在过了几十年以后，他反而认为自己是一个罪魁。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the closer he get to Jesus, the more he realize how imperfect and how sinful he is.
因为他越接近耶稣，越靠近耶稣的时候，他就知道自己是多么的这个缺失跟多么的罪。
And I'll tell you something interesting.
我跟你讲个有趣的事。
When you see something far away, it looks very good.
当你远远的看一个东西，看起来很不错。
If you look closer, it looks not so good.
你近看可能就不是这么好看了。
If you put a magnifying glass to it, it looks even worse.
如果你用放大镜来看，可能更糟糕。
Let me explain to you.
我给你解释一下。
If somebody carry a big diamond, one of you lady carry a big diamond in the light, go blink, 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 blink.
如果你有个钻石的话，在灯光下就是闪闪发亮。
But if you look it under a lens, what do you find?
但是如果你用一个特别的眼睛去看，看到什么？
I'm talking about the real diamond. I'm not talking about those man-made ones. You will find flaw, wouldn't you?
如果你用个这个特别的眼睛去看的话，在钻石里面就有瑕疵了。
As far as I know, there is no perfect natural diamond.
据我所知，是没有完美的钻石。
There are some that are very, 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 very little flaw, but there's still a flaw.
所以不管它的那个瑕疵再怎么样、怎么样、怎么样的小，但是都还是会有瑕疵。
So, brother and sister, the closer you look, it doesn't look so well.
所以你越近的看，可能就不是这么好看。
Brother and sister, the closer we get to God, the closer we get to Jesus, we all of a sudden realize I'm not so perfect.
所以呢，我们越靠近耶稣，我们就知道自己的这个残缺。
So brother and sister, don't follow me because I'm not perfect.
所以你们不要跟随我，因为我不是完美的。
The only thing you should follow is the verses I show you. Amen.
所以你要跟随的是这个上面的经文。
If you don't believe that, just ask my wife. She will tell you a lot of things that I'm not perfect at.
所以如果你不相信我是不好的，你可以问我太太。
Amen.
Amen.
So we are all sinners.
所以我们都是罪人。
But however, in that particular verse, there was something very important.
这是那节经文有个非常重要的点。
Peter also acknowledged that Jesus is Lord. Did you see that?
所以呢，在那个经文当中有个很重要的点，就是彼得呢承认耶稣是主。
I am a sinful man, O Lord.
我是一个罪人啊，主啊。
Brother and sister, when you read the Bible, sometimes every word.Every couple of words has special meaning.
所以呢，你读圣经的时候很注意，非常几个很简短的字有很大的意思。
So, brothers and sisters, since we are all sinful men, since we are all fall short of the glory of God, we need the Lord of Lords in our lives. We need the King of Kings in our lives. We need Jesus to be our Lord.
所以呢，我们都是罪人，所以在我们生活当中，我们必须要有一个这个万王之王、万主之主，在我们的生命当中就是耶稣基督，成为我们的救主。
Remember a few slides earlier? The Bible said no one can acknowledge or confess that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们刚刚读到的，若没有圣灵的带领，没有人可以承认耶稣基督是主。
So, brother and sister, we need to acknowledge Jesus is Lord.
所以我们必须要承认耶稣基督是主。
He is the Lord of our lives.
他是我们生命中生命的主。
Last point, point number five.
第五点。
Verse number seven.
七节
so they signal to their partner in the other boat to come and help them. And they come and fill both the boats so that they begin to sink.
所以呢第七节他就说招呼那船上的同伴来帮助他们就来把鱼装满了两只船甚至船要沉下去了。
So brother and sister, in the work of the gospel, we need partners.
所以呢在做事工的时候我们必须要有同伴。
Amen?
对不对
So, brother and sister, a lot of times we think, oh, I could do it all by myself.
有时候我们说啊，我们自己去做。
And also, some churches say, oh, my church can do it all by itself.
所以有时候我们自己的教会可以做事。
Wrong.
错的。
Brother and sister, in the work of God and the work of the gospel, you need partners.
所以在做神的事工的当中，我们必须要有伙伴。
I hope and pray that Las Vegas Church would some once in a while get together, irrespective of which church you came from.
所以呢，就是说我希望维加斯的教会当中可以有一些合作的事情，而不是说只是说哦，我是这个教会或分别。
Now, brother and sister, not only in this verse, I point out the truth. Listen to what the Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
所以呢，我们来看看哥林多前书第三章怎么说。
Verse 6-8, I planted, this is Paul speaking. Paul planted, Apollo water, but God gave the increase.So neither he who plant is anything, nor he who water, but God who gives the increase. For he who plants and he who waters are one. Each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor.
所以呢，在哥林多前书第三章第六节到八节讲说，我栽种，这个是保罗在讲，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么。只在那叫他生长的神，栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得着自己的赏赐。
Amen. Brother and sister, we need partners.
我们必须要有同伙
的。Now, make sure that partner is godly partner, okay?
所以你要确定那个跟你同伴的人是一个属神的人。
Make sure that partner follow Jesus and not follow some other person.
所以呢，确定你的伙伴呢是跟随神而不是跟随人的。
But even Paul himself, a great apostle, even he confessed that he need Apollo.
所以呢，这么伟大的这个使徒保罗都说他是需要亚波罗的。
And so, brothers and sisters, what did Paul say? Actually, Paul doesn't matter. Apollo doesn't matter. What? It is the Holy Spirit that matters. It is God Himself who gave the increase. Amen.
所以呢，保罗说保罗也不重要，亚波罗不重要，重要的是圣灵的浇灌。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to have partnership in the gospel work of God.
所以我们在神的事工上的时候，我们必须要有同伴。
Don't be afraid of partner, but just make sure that the partner is godly.
所以呢，不要害怕去找这个人来一起做，但是要确定这个人是这个很属神
的人。
合作的伙伴。
Amen. Okay, let's go. So now let me conclude the sermon by three or four more slides. We are all called to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们都被神呼召要去传福音。
I'm not going to read it out because you can read it for yourself. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20.
就在马太福音28章18到20节。
Jesus commanded the disciple to preach the gospel unto the whole world.
所以呢，耶稣对他们的命令是说呢，要他们去传福音到世界的末了。
It is not a request.
不是一个要求。
It is a command.
是一个命令。
It is not something I could choose to do or choose not to do.
不是我们可以选择的。
And you might say, well, I'm not called to be a preacher. Yes, you might not be called a preacher, but you're still a call to share the gospel.
所以呢，可能神没有呼召你来讲道，但是神还是呼召你要去传福音。
You know something?
你知道吗？
To preach the gospel, a lot of time people look at you, look at your doing, they will already accept Jesus. The best way to preach the gospel is use word only when necessary.
所以呢，传福音不是就是要你的话语，其实在你的行为日常行为当中，人家已经知道或者接受。你讲福音用话来传，是在很需要的时候才做到。
Amen. When people see your good works, when people see that you follow Jesus, when people see that your life is different, that you have a peace that surpasses understanding, they might ask, why is it that you have such a peace? Then you could open up and share the gospel with them. Amen.
所以呢，在人家看到你日常的生活行为 ，OK， 跟这个世上的人不一样的时候，他们来问你为什么你会有出人意外的平安的时候，这个时候你有言语说话来跟他们分享。
We are all called to share the gospel.
我们每个人都是被呼召去传福音。
And that gospel, according to Matthew 24:14, say it will be preached unto the entire world, and then the end will come.
所以马太福音二十四章十四节讲说，这天国的福音要传遍天下。对外民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Brother and sister, this is the time.
就是现在，就是这个时候。
Next slide. John chapter 9, verse 4. I must work the work of him who sent me while it is day. The night is come that no man can work.
约翰福音九章四节，趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
You might say, when is it time to preach the gospel?
什么时候可以传福音？
Right now.
就是现在。
Somebody said right now over there. Amen. Right now is the time to preach the gospel.
就是现在，就是传福音的时候。
Because it is still day.
因为还是白日。
Night is coming.
夜晚要来了。
And brother and sister, if you look at 2023 is already gone. If you look at everything that happened in 2023, I'm not too happy. I don't know about you. It was, nothing is good.
所以呢，2023已经过了，但是我们如果看回顾2023年，就知道没有什么好事。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until when? Until the day of Jesus Christ.
腓立比书第一章五到六节，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺的福音。我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Now, brother and sister, once in a while you will find the Chinese translation is actually better. The Chinese translation basically say, you work together to share the gospel. So I'm going to use the Amplified Bible to help those who are in English to understand. thanking God for your participation and partnership both in your comforting fellowship and gracious contribution in advancing the good news, in advancing the gospel regarding salvation from the first day you heard of it until now. So, brother and sister, we are to do the work of God now, and also we are to do it until the day of Jesus Christ.
所以这一节经文中文翻译的很好，是从一天到如今，同心合意的兴旺福音，然后到耶稣基督来的日子。
So, brother and sister, Book of John, chapter 4, verse 35, the next slide. Do not say that there are 4 months, then come the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the field, for they are already white for harvest.
约翰福音四章三十五节讲，你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向前观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
Book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 37 and 38. And he is Jesus, speaking to his disciple, the harvest truly is plentiful, but laborer are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborer into his harvest.
所以在马太福音第九章三十七、三十八节，耶稣说，收庄稼的多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Brother and sister, there are many people that need the gospel.
所以呢，很多人都是需要福音的。
The harvest is plentiful.
所以呢，这些庄稼非常多。
But unfortunately, the worker of the harvest is very few.
但是去割收的工人很少。
And so Jesus said.But pray to the Father, pray that the Lord of the harvest, that is the Heavenly Father, pray to the Heavenly Father that He will send out laborer into His harvest.
所以呢，耶稣说你们要求庄稼的主就是神哈，去打发工人收割。
A lot of us want revival in our church.
我们很多人都希望教会有复兴。
Brother and sister, revival in a church start with ourselves.
教会的复兴是从我们自己开始。
And not only that, revival of the church starts with prayer.
还有教会的复兴要从祷告开始。
Without prayer, there will be no revival.
没有祷告，没有复兴。
And you pray what?
那我们祷告什么呢？
You pray God, the Heavenly Father, to send forth His laborer, the one that is appointed by God, to harvest His own harvest.
所以我们要祷告呢，是神派他的工人来收割这些庄稼。
Amen.
对对
so, brother and sister, do not fear.
所以不要害怕。
You should go forth and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
就是去传耶稣基督的福音。
We are all called to be fishers of men.
我们都是被神呼召要得人如得鱼。
And we need to go forward while it is day.
所以我们必须要在白日的时候赶快去做。
Let us bow our head.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you once again, Lord Jesus. We pray that you will send forth your laborer.Into your harvest. And Lord, help each and every one of us and anoint every one of us to follow you with a whole heart. Every so often, we feel weak, but Lord, you stir us up. You stir up the gift that is already in us so that we could move forward to be the laborer in this harvest. And Lord, let us realize that by our own strength, it is of nothing. It is of no result. But it is by the Holy Spirit. And we also need earthly partner.Help each and every one of us to realize this truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And amen. Thank you.